From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're joining a collective and riding an elevator. David Wiegand is always going up. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And music now from a lonely woman.
Lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy. Good-looking, smooth-talking men.
I love that sound. That's Peggy Young off of her album, Lonely in a Crowded Room. And all this talk of loneliness, I guess, seems appropriate for a woman who was married to Neil Young for 36 years, but is in divorce proceedings.
Yeah, and that's true. But, you know, she's surviving. And obviously, by the song, you can hear that.
Yeah, she sounds good.
She's got a really, a very realistic point of view on things. She's 57. She says she's never going to be the next new thing. I love her voice. There's a lot of, you know, oaking appeal to it to me. And I like her songwriting. I mean, she's not into happy songs, but that's okay with me. Her music makes me happy.
Peggy Young is on the bill at the Bridge School Benefit at Shoreline Amphitheater this weekend, and she plays the Chapel in San Francisco on Tuesday, and she's at Moe's Alley in Santa Cruz November 5th. And here's an odd-sounding item. We're recommending you go listen to a court transcript, but not just anyone. This is Arguendo, a theatrical production about erotic dancers pleading their case before the U.S. Supreme Court. And it's by a theater company with an equally odd name, though, Elevator Repair Service.
Right, yeah. You know, it's interesting because I was thinking this isn't the first time that court proceedings have been used as the basis of a play. The Laramie Project, for example, was, you know, based on actual interviews and real transcripts and so forth and so on. This one is very interesting. The court case involved was a 1991 case about exotic dancing, and it ended up with this sort of strange ruling about nudity that it depends on where it's happening, when it's happening, and how it's happening, which is kind of, you know, a little bit of hair splitting when it comes to First Amendment issues. And I think that's the point of this play.
Elevator Repair Service presents Arguendo on Thursday through next Sunday at Z Space in San Francisco. Beethoven wrote a lot of music, none better than his string quartets. One of our local treasures, the Cyprus String Quartet, they're doing here one of Beethoven's later chamber pieces. And they'll do it again in a series of concerts over the next few days, plus a piece by Arnold Schoenberg, who's notorious for atonality.
So right,
is that the one where it's sort of the bitter medicine with the sweet medicine? Or
No, because this is actually early Schoenberg. This is Transfigured Night, and it is a tonal work. It's an early piece. It's quite beautiful. I actually love it quite a bit. And what this whole series is pairing Beethoven with other composers so that for this program this month you'll have Schoenberg, and then down the road there'll be more Beethoven with Jeffrey Cotton in February. And then even beyond that, there's Ligeti music performed with Beethoven in May.
The Cyprus String Quartet does Beethoven and Schoenberg in three concerts. The one tonight in Berkeley is sold out, but there are tickets for the Saturday concert at the Canbar Center in San Francisco and the Sunday matinee at the Woman's Club in Palo Alto. And the Day of the Dead is coming early to the Oakland Museum of California. This is the 20th year for this amazing community art celebration where they invite in a local artist to curate the show. And that is our cheap thrill this week. Tickets for the Sunday afternoon event are just $10 for adults, free for kids under the age of 8. And now let's join the collective. That's music off the SF Jazz Collective's new album. That's 10. Celebrating 10 years for this band with a great lineup featuring sax man Miguel Zenon, who I just love, and David Sanchez, and more. And they're doing a series of concerts focusing on the music of Joe Henderson.
Yeah, and that's really absolutely great. I mean, Joe Henderson was really superb, obviously. I love this group because, of course, there are great people in it now, and there will be great people in it next year. They won't always be the same. I mean, it's an ever-evolving number of people. And
but very simpatico with each other,
very
really.
Simpatico. Yeah. I mean, that's they make harmony.
The SF Jazz Collective plays music by Joe Henderson tonight, tomorrow, and at a Sunday matinee. And we just have time for a quick shout-out. The Orange Peels and Paul and John are playing Bottom of the Hill. Paul and John have a new record out. That's next Thursday. Great music by people who work here or are related to people who work here. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the Assistant Managing Editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list and follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.